not only is this the biggest race, it's the big go, it's the U.S. Nationals, it's our Super Bowl, our Daytona 500, so much energy going on in this whole pit area. Hey, it's Ron Capps, driver of the Napa Auto Parts Toyota Supra, NHRA World Champion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, but here at the epicenter for racing, the Big O U.S. Nationals with one of the biggest stars, world champion and defender in the funny car side for NHRA and one of the biggest stars in motorsports, the one and only Ron Capps. Ron, welcome to WGN.
Oh, man, it's good to be here. You know, this is when you just said that, the epicenter, and I haven't heard that term, but it really is because not only is this the biggest race, it's the big go, it's the U.S. Nationals, it's our Super Bowl, our Daytona 500, but this is the epicenter of where almost 90% of the NHRA teams are based out of, right, you know, within a couple miles of here.
You mentioned good to be here, and it isn't just you. Obviously, the driver community is excited to be here, but so many fans, because of the pandemic and all the rescheduling, everything that's happened, this is the first time that things have been fully open. They're excited, too.
Yeah, I knew when I pulled in here, really, the day before, I looked across the street when we drove in, and the campers, I haven't seen that kind of action with all the campers showing up that early to this race in a long time. And plus, having the All-Star call-out back, when I came into the sport as a funny car, listen, I was a rookie, and it was Al Hoffman and John Forrest and Jim Epler and all the guys I looked up to, and it was the Big Bud Shootout. It was for $100,000, and that was a special race. You didn't have to worry about points. You just went up, tried to win the big money. And so that's finally back as well. That hasn't been around for a while. So, yeah, through the pandemic, things were a little lean with the fans, but this reminds me of the old U.S. Nationals. This is so much energy going on in this whole pit area.
You think about racing in general, and, you know, racers are fans of racers and racing, and whether it's Formula One in Miami or an uptick in the NASCAR side of things, sold-out Indy 500. Ron, like, as a racer, it's a good time to be a race fan.
Yeah, great time. I'm very lucky. I've been blessed to be with Napa Auto Parts now. We're going on 17, 18 years. And what I've noticed more than anything is just my teammates throughout that. Now to have Chase Elliott as a teammate has been so much fun. He came in. He had to go to his prom the first year. He started driving for Napa for Dale Jr. So I've watched him grow, and it's been so much fun. We have Rossi on the IndyCar side, Brad Sweet on the World of Outlaws. So it is a stout. I don't think you'll find a better team throughout motorsports. But overall, I go to any of those races, and they're packed. You turn it on TV, and it's got ratings, crazy good ratings. So, yeah, I think you're right. Motorsports is back.
In the world of motorsports, there isn't, I don't think, another sport where sponsors are more integral to partnerships. The alignments and all the ways that is important. And you have really sort of, I don't know, like the first family of sponsors, right? You have, and it is, and you mentioned it, sort of like a family. Talk about that, the support for Napa. And you mentioned team as you launch out on your own with the new team. You're not alone. You've got good company.
Yeah, and I got hooked up with Toyota, which was a blessing. Knowing I was going to become a team owner and to win a world championship, you couldn't script it any better. And to have Napa Auto Parts say, you know what, we want to be a part of this new venture of you being a new team owner. So there was a lot of fun stuff going on in the offseason, a lot of craziness, me as a first-time owner, but a lot of good people around me. And you got to remember, Don the Snake Perdomo was my first team owner as a professional. So I was thrust right into the rock star spotlight of being around a Dale Earnhardt or Richard Petty of our sport. And so driving for him for almost a decade, it really taught me a lot on the track and off the track. And I've tried to sort of carry that throughout my career.
You mentioned rock stars and some of the rock stars of racing. I always think of NHRA as the most exciting form of motorsports out there. As far as immediate gratification, if you're a new person in there and you want to get in there, I mean, you've got a winner all the time, right? You're not waiting around 3 hours. It's happening. And when you think about this, I happened to into the driver's meeting on the way in here, and everyone was talking, NHRA people were talking about, here's the ways that we're going to, you know, highlight and amplify and showcase some of the stars, and you're one of the biggest in the sport. And they mentioned get you at sporting events, get you at rock concerts. Talk about this. The first time that we did an interview, we talked maybe more about Metallica than we did about racing. And so this is going to be natural for you. So many great friends in music, in the rock world. It'll be great to have you guys highlighted.
I grew up a music head. Like, just, you know, I was into 80s metal when I was growing up and hard rock. And so I took that passion when I became sort of, I guess, popular enough that I could go and get invited to these shows. And I got to meet these rock stars who I always loved. but they're bigger race fans, and they when they come out, for me to be able to take them to the starting line is like them taking me backstage. So to get to be friends with James Hetfield or Tommy Lee and Motley Crue and Rick Allen and Def Leppard, who I just talked to, I mean, it is crazy sometimes for me to almost pinch myself like, God, I actually know these guys. But to your point, it is NHRA. Every ticket is a pit pass. So literally, I tell people it's like going to your favorite rock concert and going backstage with a band. And then they say, hey, we're going to go on stage. And you go right out in the front row for the next song. And then you go backstage again and hang out. That's the sort of what you feel like when you come to an NHRA event.
When it comes to playing loud and playing fast, there's nothing bigger than NHRA with that. And we're getting into the playoffs here as a team owner. Talk a little bit about that. Excitement for it with everything that's happening. Of course, contending again. So many changes, obviously, but still contending for a championship, defending a championship. Talk about the playoffs.
There's a lot of, we talk about the juices you get in the playoffs in any sport, right? You get down and the regular season's over, you start focusing on playoffs. It's the same way here. And this is not only our biggest race, U.S. Nationals, it's the last time you can collect points and for your position to go into the playoffs. And they call it the countdown of the championship. But after this race is over, points are reshuffled and zeroed out, and then it's six races for a world championship. Everything you dreamed about as a kid growing up to win a world championship. So we are trying with points and a half, which is more than normal here at this race, which amplifies the U.S. Nationals even more. It's a lot of craziness. So yeah, I feel those juices, those playoff sort of juices in the back of my gums, like people are starting to get ready for it.
As you head towards what hopefully will be another championship, and of course all those efforts to raise the profile of the sport, and of course is one of its biggest stars. You know, where can people keep up with your adventures? Obviously, we'll have links at WGNradio.com, but personally for the new team, everything you're doing, where can they go?
Well, it's Ron Capps Motorsports, but you know, my social media, I do most of it myself, and across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's Ron Capps 28 most of the time, or just my name. But I try to have fun with my personal ones. I throw a mixture of sponsor stuff, but I like to have a lot of fun. And I just, you and I, before we started talking, I had a fan come up and just say, man, I love following you, some of the fun stuff that you do. And that's gratification, because you start to wonder, do people even care what the heck I do? You know what? Really, do they want to know what I'm doing away from the racetrack? Well, they do. And just like I do when I follow somebody, you know, in a rock world on Instagram or something. So it's nice to hear that from the fans.
In a sport where you're in a car with a helmet, I mean, a lot of times you do think maybe you're anonymous. It isn't. The personalities are great, and you're one of those best personalities in the sport. One of the great ambassadors for it, Ron. So we'll let you get back to it. Hopefully you get a Wally this week, of course, into the playoffs. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.